622. I remember I was doing an old afternoon show. This is like 10 years ago now. Sitting in this studio. And Rick Pearson, I think you were in the studio at the time when one of our guests suggested the state ought to file bankruptcy and get in front of this problem now because there's no end in sight. Here we are 10 years down the road. And bankruptcy is an active discussion by way of proposed legislation today. How much of this is politics? How much of this is reality?
Well, I'm not sure about truly when it comes to reality that we'll get there. This is something that Mayor Emanuel has ruled out in the past. Christine Redonio, the Senate Republican leader, was on the Sunday Spin last week and suggested both of these issues should be considered, both bankruptcy for CPS as well as state financial oversight. And with the state financial oversight, that's a joint production of the city and the state, both the mayor and the governor. It's been done in other communities, but it's Chicago as part of the 1995 reforms that led to the city takeover of the schools was exempted from that legislation. So I think what you're seeing bottom line here is an effort by the Republicans, Christine Redonio, Jim Durkin, the House Republican leader, and Governor Rauner to say that, look, we are presenting some options here, but it's not exactly anywhere close to what Mayor Rahm Emanuel wants, which is some form of cash assistance and cash relief.
So the mayor would like the governor and Redonio and Durkin to not go along this path. But is he on the phone with Madigan to say, we need this fixed now, we need $500 million now? Is any of that going on?
Well, that's been an ongoing discussion, but of course it's tied into the larger issue of the Springfield impasse, the issue of why we don't have a state budget. It's also part of what the governor calls his turnaround agenda, which, of course, includes several union weakening provisions. And certainly one element of a bankruptcy filing would be to basically strike collective bargaining agreements. Yesterday, Governor Rauner spoke to reporters and explained how he was not pleased with the way that Mayor Emanuel handled the school strike last time, and that he believed that Mayor Emanuel gave in too easily to some of the demands from the Chicago Teachers Union. So everything is all caught up in that, you know, that whole one point, and then that's the whole Springfield impasse. Rauner has said that if the mayor would help him get elements of his turnaround agenda, he'd be more than happy to help work with the mayor to try to come up with the kind of cash and cash relief that the mayor is seeking.
Yeah, as he said on the show a couple of times in the past couple of weeks, and by the way, Rick, Mike Madigan did not appear. he's been invited. He did not appear. We offered to send a car. He had plans. Yeah, couldn't make it. But the governor said in the past couple of weeks that he is very disappointed in the mayor's relationship that he had with the governor, and it all seemed to be past tense as far as a good relationship goes. And frankly, it didn't sound like politics. It sounded like there is a huge rift between the two of them now.
Well, I think there is a rift, but as I've said, I'm not sure that this isn't just part of the normal kind of political opportunism that exists. Certainly, you've got Rahm Emanuel in a much weaker state, the result of the criticism he's faced over the handling of the Laquan McDonald video. And my question has been, though, that when you start getting into some of this more deep, entrenched kind of rhetoric, the governor is saying that he thinks the mayor is a failure, thinks that he is tone deaf to the needs of the people of Chicago. When you start getting into deeper levels of rhetoric, I'm not sure how that leads to any kind of resolution of anything.
Rick, what you said earlier kind of resonated. Declaring bankruptcy would allow the district to get rid of the union contract. So how would that affect the teachers? Would it be immediate or not at all? Would that open up a whole new can of worms with the teachers union?
It opens up a whole new can of worms. And, of course, we still have ongoing negotiations between CPS and the Chicago Teachers Union on a new contract. So, it would open up a whole new door here. And we all agree that and the financial problems of Chicago Public Schools are deep. We had the story from the BGA over the weekend about that they couldn't find computers and other equipment from the nearly 50 schools that were closed. The CPS bureaucracy has always been subject for criticism, and Republicans say, you know, look, for all practical purposes, the school system is bankrupt as we look at it.
Before we run out of time here, and by the way, the story is in the Chicago Tribune and online at chicagotribune.com. If the limits of Mike Madigan's power are holding his breath and turning bluer, what are the limits of the governor's power?
Well, the governor ultimately is a check and balance in the system, but you have to have legislation. There's not a lot of things that the governor can necessarily do without a spending authority, appropriation authority, and as I said, we don't have a budget. You have to pass legislation. The governor can sign it or veto it. The legislature has super majorities, although, as we've seen with Mike Madigan and State Representative Ken Duncan, who has become an ally of honor, he doesn't have that veto-proof majority anymore. So, sure, we're going to have this announcement today, but what practical effect will it have, considering we're looking at February as kind of a danger zone for the Chicago public schools going forward?
Well, the layoff announcements have to go out in the next 2 weeks, all right?
Yeah, although those were put off while while negotiations were agreed to continue between CPS and CTU.
Madigan going to open the session anytime soon?
The legislature will be back in at the end of January, and that's when Governor Rauner is supposed to present his State of the State address.
You sure that that's a good date for Madigan? He may want to push that back. He's very busy.
Well, he's got a primary opponent.
Who is it?
It's a young man who is trying to shake things up in Madigan's Southwest Side district.
I want to announce my endorsement for him right now. Never met him. I don't know what he stands for. I just want to endorse him.
I will send you the background materials.
Have a good day, buddy. Thanks for coming on.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
At RAP 30, RAP 30, that's Rick Pearson in the Chicago Tribune, chicagotribune.com. You can read the story of the next delightful chapter in the end of Chicago and the state of Illinois as we knew it. Outraged. It's the only answer.
It's definitely a new twist we didn't see coming.